sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
For a limited time, Apple Chevy in Tinley Park on 159th Street is offering 1.9% APR financing on select late model certified pre-owned vehicles. Get details and shop their entire pre-driven inventory at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
When the Bears make it official and announce their next head coach, count on us for all the details. So keep it right here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves are home tonight against Lake Erie at 7, Saturday night against division rival Rockford. For the Bears, getting closer perhaps to John Fox becoming their next head coach. He'd be the 15th in franchise history as the Bears working to get a deal done with John Fox. Could be done sometime today. The Broncos plan to meet with Gary Kubiak over the weekend and former Bills head coach Doug Marrone as well. Bulls playing the Celtics tonight as they tip off in Boston. Joakim Noah out for tonight's game after injuring his ankle on Wednesday against the Wizards. He will have an MRI tomorrow. As for the Cubs this weekend, it's the Cubs convention going at the Sheraton. It starts tonight. And Theo Epstein on The Score today talking about how things have changed in the Cubs organization.
Just a little different. I mean, we focus from building the organization the last 3 years to building an organization and a major league team. So, you know, a lot more thought going into the major league roster, how it fits together, pieces that we need immediately, pieces that, you know, we know we'll need in a year or two.
SpiegelandManley.com for that entire interview. Cubs avoid arbitration with Jake Arrieta today. He gets $3.63 million. Chris Coughlin and Wellington Castillo get one-year deals as well. White Sox avoid arbitration with Tyler Flowers and with Jeff Samardzija. Samardzija getting $9.8 million for the upcoming season. Blackhawks will skate at home tonight. They play Winnipeg at United Center. Hawks trying to break a three-game skid against the Jets. Corey Crawford expected in net. The scoreboard update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit Cassidy Tire. Our grocery store lines making you feel older by the minute. Walgreens is just around the corner with grocery essentials like milk, snacks, and paper towels. And with short lines, you can get in and get out fast. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Wayne. Nice to have you here with us today. Nice to hear the meters, as it always is, but especially on a Friday. Thank you to our producers. They're tremendous. Nick Szepkowski, you're the goods, man. Jay Zawoski, in absentia. He's gone. Go, live your life. I don't even know what you have to do. Just leave. And Adam Harris, I wish he'd left before he was on mic for Furious 5, but that's the way I roll. Eric Domingo was our intern. You heard Wayne. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Our guest today, Boomer Esiason, Hub Arkish, Theo Epstein, Adrian Wojnarowski, Zach Zaidman, and Dan Wiederer. Other than that, we were vaguely able to get through segments on our own. I think we were.
A rough Friday.
Oh, it was a rough day. Boards and Bernstein are here now in what has been a very interesting day as you wait for news, then you get a little news, then you wait for a little more news, etc. Hello, man. How you doing?
Hello. It could be. I mean, there could be news today.
I think there probably will be.
I think it's fait accompli, as you guys have been saying, as a lot of folks have been saying now for a few days.
It just hasn't. Yes. I mean, this is what it's been. It's just been a steady progress toward an inevitability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of where we are,
which is nice. That's okay. I'm happy with the inevitability.
Yeah,
myself.
This is the one we've all talked about that we want to have.
You want?
I want. Yeah, I'll take them.
But this is where I took it. Is the people who are nitpicking it and saying, "Well, it's not this, it's not that, it's not this." If you were to go to a Bears fan, if I walked up to you and I laid this out,
don't go to Bears
yesterday.
Fan.
I don't want to be anywhere near a Bears fan. But if I were sort of just a magical genie moving through time. And I found you.
Wait a minute, you're not?
Yeah. If I found you after the Vikings
moving
game,
away from here would be fine.
Just right and you rub the bottle and out I pop and I've got these great silk pantaloons on, the whole thing, the turban, and I say to you,
this is a rough optic.
I say to you, here's what's going to happen. The Bears are going to snap into action. They're going to fire Mark Trestman. They're going to fire Phil Emery. They are going to hire a young, energetic, polished, motivated general manager with a lot of friends around the league. Then John Fox is going to act to opt out in Denver, and the Bears with an eye on the Bears job, and the Bears are going to hire him. So for everybody who's saying, well, this and well, that, think about what your reaction would have been. First of all, it'd be put a shirt on and what's with those pants. But had I said that
in November,
you would have thought I'm out of my damn mind.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have think it would happen.
Think about that. Yeah. Look at this. Appreciate it. For the love of God, appreciate it.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Appreciate it. And hope for the best, but it seems like right now everything is going in the right direction.
There's no guarantees, but just stop for a second.
But they're doing the right thing.
Don't ask about the right moves. Don't talk about the seventh pick, and don't talk about the roster, and don't worry about Jay Cutler. Look what the hell is happening.
Sure. Well, once he's hired and the assistants are hired, then he can start to worry about those things.
Let them worry
about
it.
But no, you're right, though, because, Terry, the one thing that we wondered about, what was different? I remember talking about it with you a month ago. Mm-hmm. What is different? How does George McCaskey react to a disaster? And we're seeing how he reacts.
And Mama pissed off.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's...
Yeah, I just, you know, I think there's, you know, we took 4.5 hours worth of phone calls yesterday. And, you know, I always get critiqued by those around me. And they insisted that was the worst day we've ever had in terms of callers. And I said, man, that's tall timber when you talk about that. And then I thought about it. It really was. It was one right after the other for hours on end.
And they were upset about Fox, the way that things were going.
Yep.
They just wanted news. I think they just wanted to hear, here he is. It's done. And you can't stand waiting. I mean,
except those who wanted Shanahan and those who are worried about this and those are more worried about that. And he doesn't win the big one and he can't win with Peyton Manning and he didn't win with Carolina. What did he do there? And he's a 500. I mean, this one.
We heard him all yesterday. We heard is he going to? I hope the first thing he does is benches Cutler and starts Jimmy Clausen.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though Clausen's not under contract.
Right.
And we also heard it doesn't matter because Ted Phillips is going to make sure Shea McClellan plays.
That's correct.
What?
Yes.
That's correct.
I'm not making
this
up.
We're not an alternative universe.
Ted Phillips is going to make sure Shea McClellan plays?
Yes. We're not making this up.
I'm not making this up.
Wow.
The reaction I got, everybody in the locker room at the gym today, everybody's coming up to me like, dude, what was that yesterday? What the hell was happening?
I couldn't answer it. I got a lot of that, too.
I don't know what to say. Regular listeners and occasional listeners who say, man, what the hell happened yesterday?
That's fun. Today we were imagining scenarios with Pace and... and Fox out there in Denver. My two favorites were, one, a texter who imagined them getting high out there in Colorado, as you can, and yeah, playing Madden, playing Madden football, and Pace dissecting Fox's approach to Madden football, seeing what he's doing. And the other was Peoria Matt, because Pat, you were imagining the two of them together in the hot tub. Yeah. Halfway up the mountain.
Snow around them. Yeah. Maybe a nice bottle of wine. Just chatting about, you know, philosophies and then, of football.
And then Ted Phillips comes by and cannonballs right into the hot tub.
That is one of the best things. A hot tub outside in the winter.
Right. Oh, man.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, one of the best
things. Then you say, how long can you get out and go run around and roll around the snow? Then you jump back in the hot tub.
That's what the real sun is. The Finlanders, that's how they do it. They get out, they roll around.
Lord knows I want to be like the Finlanders. That's for sure.
What are the Finns, the Finnish, the Finlandians?
Like the Finlanders.
Wow.
Wait, Ryan, I wonder if Ryan Pace stayed at John Fox's house. Or did he stay in a hotel?
That would be creepy.
Right? What if, well, yeah, Ryan's a nice house, an extra bedroom.
It's the Cousin Eddie. It's their version of the Cousin Eddie.
It's
that's
still
all.
Weird.
I've got an extra room in the basement. Go ahead and stay there. A little guest suite. Yeah. Maybe that happened. You never know. I thought maybe he was walking around with like a yellow pad and a voice recorder and scouting him. To make sure that they could work together.
John Fox seems to be like an easy guy to get along
with. I think all that's good. I think his agent was busy getting Jack Del Rio signed. And I mean, same agent. So I think there's little things here, little things there. And plus, Ryan Pace is very thorough when it comes to this stuff. So
I'm glad about that.
Very thorough guys. So, I mean, I'm not really worried about the outcome. The outcome is clear. There's nothing to panic about. It's not going to happen. Yeah, it is.
You know, the thing is, Terry, like a couple of things that sort of bother people or scare people could potentially be good signs. That's Ryan Pace being thorough and the lack of news that's coming out of there.
Correct.
That's okay.
Interviewing people, and they've been very honest about who was there. Bears have told you exactly who was there.
And also, no leaks, really. I mean, that's okay. That's fine. I don't mind that kind of thing. I want to tap into hoops, Terry, for a minute. Did you happen to see LeBron and Kobe go out last night?
I did.
Oh, man.
Love fest. Talk about it. Hot tub in Colorado.
It was melancholy, though.
It was, because it could be the last time. It's funny. We talked about it with Woj earlier. Kobe will never be what, say, Paul Pierce is to the Wizards now.
No, he's not going to do that. No.
And isn't that, in a way, I find that not too bad. I understand wanting to go out as the man, but you're with a freaking loser.
He's a warrior, He'll go out on his shield.
But can you imagine him joining a good quality franchise and being that extra guy? He could win a couple more titles if he wanted to, or be part of something bigger. It's not his ego.
Not
a fit?
That's okay. I'm not complaining about that.
No, I'm okay with it. He has the right to do that. Go ahead and the only thing I don't like is how much money he took that he can't surround himself
with
some other guys.
That hampered the team. You're right about that.
That hurts the team.
You're absolutely right about that.
So that's what he could do if he wants to go try to do what you're talking about. Instead of going somewhere else, stay there, lower your salary.
Basketball Speaks just provides those kind of moments for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It leads itself to that kind of stuff, and I've seen stuff like that before, but not quite like that.
I mean, the individual interaction too, what they said about it, that Kobe is trying harder to appreciate it in his basketball mortality. You know, he's still a very young man, but in basketball years, that's an old dude. Yes. And really, the other side of it, LeBron's peaked. LeBron's still great. But he's peaked.
Yeah. Man. Can he get better?
This is the worst. This is the worst any team he's ever been on has been this far in the year in a long time.
He is still great. He will still be great. He could still win more championships, but you're never going to see 28-year-old LeBron James
again. Do you see them getting it right this year at the Cavaliers?
No, not no. this year.
Not with this coach. Yep.
That's why time is now. That's why for the Bulls, you're thinking about the Raptors and the Wizards.
Mm-hmm. Hawks.
Hawks.
Watch those Hawks. I'm telling you, they do
Are
things
Are they for real?
People.
You think they'll sustain this for the season?
You're Mr. Atlanta. You
I know.
Should know.
I don't
know. I just know back to Mookie Blaylock and guys.
No,
and,
Spud Webb, Randy Whitman.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Whitman was on the sideline the other night.
Doc Rivers.
Kevin Willis. John Konkak.
Oh, man.
Dominique Wilkins.
Konkak, who got paid way too much.
Yes, he did.
One of the first of the bad deals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a genuine
Tree
Rollins. Bad deals.
Oh, I love Tree Rollins.
Of course, he's best friend.
Didn't he bite somebody? Did Tree bite somebody?
Yes, he did.
Right guy?
Yes. It was Kevin McHale, wasn't it? Yes. Bit his finger.
I saw Kevin McHale last night when the Rockets won after James Harden had another MVP performance. My goodness, that guy right now. But McHale looks more like Fred Gwynn every day.
He always has had the cadaverous kind of look.
But now he looks like, maybe he used to look like Fred Gwynn in the Monsters. Now he looks like Fred Gwynn in Pet Sematary.
I thought you were saying My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, either one. Okay. Do them both. But I see Mikhail, like, the two Utes. I mean.
What's a Ute? Yeah, but the David Blatt thing was a mistake. He's Trestman.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron should fire him.
It's interesting, that's what we thought about Spoelstra, and I can't tell where we are
on the Blatt thing.
You should think very differently about Spoelstra and Riley and what it means. I went through the other day for a piece that I wrote about this. I went through the difference between that big three and the teammates and the overall environment of winning that LeBron had in Miami. And you compare that to what he's got now. If you look at the fact that there's Pat Riley at the top, and Spoelstra, who's a very solid tactician and an underappreciated coach, Dwayne Wade had already been the best player on an NBA champion.
Yeah, was never going to be that player again.
And Ray Allen was already had a well-earned ring of his own, a guy who was already headed to the Hall of Fame and still could play.
Yep.
Chris Bosh, say what you want about Toronto. There was a division championship and a couple of playoff appearances in there for an expansion team with him being the best player on that team. And you could look at the losing that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love have been associated with professionally. They've never won. It's never all ending. They've known is losing. It's right. Like a 330 win percentage, a 380 win percentage. And then you bring in David Blatt and you get this ownership. I mean, the difference between a winning environment and a losing environment is really stark right now.
I'll say it right now. If LeBron leaves, if he bails, because he left himself those out, that is an incredibly lame-ass move.
The brand rebuild, brand rebuild.
You came home and you said you were doing it for a reason, so now you have to tough it out and build there, don't you?
Yes, you better, do.
Or else you've lost everything.
Lead.
Any
fire
goodwill.
The coach.
I thought that was a beautiful day and a really nice story, but if he does that, that ain't.
You've got a responsibility to fire this idiot.
Yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere, but you do have to fire David Blatt. You've got so many capable veteran coaches sitting out there waiting for a gig that would have set a better tone than that guy.
Right. George Karl's in the hot tub outside.
Yeah, I think that's what they need. Right, their Pat Riley guy that can bring that winning attitude and that winning culture there.
Scott Skiles walks right in that room and can run a representative practice and know who should be guarding whom.
And now it's past Christmas Eve, so he won't get fired. You know, he's done that.
Well, see, he'll get fired.
He'll get fired next Christmas Eve.
He always gets fired.
It's okay if he annoys every other Cavalier. Like, he annoys players. I mean, players get tired of him. But LeBron, at this point in his career, I think he would start to understand this a little bit. And if he accepts it, then everybody will. I mean, because you're going nowhere with this crap. You're going nowhere with this.
He's got to have a coach, though. Like, Michael Jordan had a coach. He can't be everything.
That's
he has to have somebody with him. And he has nobody with him, like a figurehead like that.
Nope.
I thought he wanted one. And if he wants one, he can get one. There's nobody more powerful. He's already gotten half his friends hired by the team. Right. I mean, he's the dude. And in this league, great players can fire a coach.
Well, is Noah getting an MRI?
Yes.
I thought I read that today.
Yes.
So look, and we've seen what's been going on. It's been a need anyway. But one more big. I don't know what you got to trade. I don't know what people want. You can't give up Dunleavy because we've seen already.
He's the glue.
You're too thin at three.
Michael Dunleavy.
You call him Michael. You give him the full name because Pat's like a fourth grade teacher around these parts.
There are big men available.
You got to go get another.
You know, Brooke Lopez is out there. Kendrick Perkins. Hey, Brooke Lopez is a pretty damn good player.
I'd rather have Kendrick Perkins for what they need.
Kendrick Perkins is an idiot, though.
Well, that's fine, but he's a big body who could bang inside. I need an inside big.
You need something for the Washington series.
Yes,
you do.
Yeah, I need somebody who's going to make Nene be afraid, make Gortat be afraid to slash.
Gortat's afraid of anybody.
Gortat is really, that's the guy.
He's frightened.
I like that guy.
Well, that's the guy walking a pig on a leash, and he drives a tank.
His haircut.
He took the pig to the mall.
No, he did.
What?
And I didn't hear that. And he has a tank.
He's got a tank and a pig?
Yes.
He needs one or the other.
No.
He's one of a pair of shoes.
Some obscure
that balances
Polish
out,
law.
So he's not weird.
No, he's, that,
no, he's
dude
not weird.
Drives around in a tank, and he goes over and walks his pig.
I hear pigs are good pets.
I've heard that as well.
They're very clean.
Yeah. Surprising.
I've heard that as well.
I think you guys should get a pig just for the sake of show content.
Pig. Just have him run around here.
Station pig. Station pig.
I'd be very careful around this show.
Yeah, Terry already has his collection of monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if the pig gets around the monkeys.
We're claiming the pig. This show gets the pig. All right? If any of us are lucky enough to come into ownership of a pig.
You guys get to clean up after our our show.
Well, you have to clean up there. The Grubstein show is hard enough. You don't know what's left there.
You kidding? Mully and Hanley here. They mop up everything just to be safe. Yeah, because you never know. Boers and Bernstein are next. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Speaks and Mattingly back with you at 9 after Championship Sunday. And theoretically, with a John Fox press conference Monday, Tuesday. Who knows? They did New Year's Day. Was that Tressman's introduction? Was New Year's Day?
I think it was the announcing of Lovey's firing.
Is that what it was?
I think so. I think I saw a text or somebody tweeted to me.
All right. Because they don't care about you and your holidays, so you never know what it's going to be.
There's no holidays in professional sports. We talked about it yesterday. They're just days.
Just go.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great weekend, everybody. B&B, have fun this afternoon.
We'll be back with more.
You were waiting.
Bernstein on
Screw you guys.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. There's a phrase that fits the approach being taken these days by Cleveland Cavaliers coach David Blatt. It's called whistling past the graveyard. You can't blame Blatt for insisting that all is well on the Titanic right now, even with the most watched team in the NBA sitting at 20-20 just shy of the midway point of the season. LeBron James has been hurt, but the Cavaliers have been dysfunctional with or without him. Kyrie Irving doesn't like to pass, and neither does Kevin Love. There's only one basketball to play with each night. There's been sniping at Blatt and from Blatt. Blatt says this is no different than situations he faced while coaching in Israel. Seriously? Did the most famous basketball player on earth ever come home to Tel Aviv at any point to finally win an NBA title? Don't think so. Blatt deserves more time to prove he can straighten things out. He may not get it. I'm John Feinstein.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you. And get $100 off on your first visit.
Martha has lost her job and now has financial problems. This story can have two different endings. She could fall behind on her mortgage and lose her house. Or, with help from United Way, she could get job training and placement and get back on her feet. So instead of having to move out of her house, thanks to United Way, Martha's deciding on what color to paint it. United Way of Metropolitan Chicago. Together, we can change the story. To help, visit liveunitedchicago.org.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes, anytime you want, and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code SCORE to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter SCORE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412. 12.
Listen to more than 300 radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACN.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the week.
I'd like to start out this press conference with a thank you to John Fox.
Of course, they got two timeouts, and John Fox will use them both right here.
Whether it be player, coach, GM, you're always going to have, you know, bumpy patches.
Daryl Smith has been huge throughout these playoffs so far. He's a veteran guy. He knows he's at the end of his career. C.J. Mosley was talking about it. He said, there's nothing I want more in the world than to put a ring on his finger.
Interesting topic. They call it a catch. I thought it was going to be. It's too bad. I was at the game.
Partying. Todd Powell.
Partying. fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Either you're in or you're out. Either you're in the circle or you're out of the circle. You want to be in? Let's go. You don't want to be in? That's fine, too. Let's go.
773. If they hire Fox, any chance he brings Del Rio and Gase with him? Gasey. Oh, my gosh. I don't think so. he's kind of dead also.
Mikhail Progeroff is hiring a firm to help him sell the Brooklyn Nets.
Hey, Matt, did you say they were hiring a firm?
Mikhail Progeroff will have his team sold by a horse.
That's good. Good catch. No.
Horse sell team. Horse set price. Good price. You buy.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh,
God. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do. Looking forward to
the weekend. The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Happy Friday.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And believe me, those have been the highlights of this week. I see our buddy Mike Kliss is reporting it's done, right?
He says,
this is
Mike Kliss, Denver Post. John Fox is officially the Bears head coach per NFL source.
Very pleasant. Good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Yeah, just keep calling.
Ha! It's been easy. Light them up and knock them down.
And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Thank you very much. I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We've got the second half at 3:30. Brian Billick is going to preview the weekend, talk a little bit about the John Fox hiring, too. That's at 5:45. And we'll have some surprises along the way, I am sure. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting at 67011. Texts on The Score are presented by the homeloanexpert.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Follow on Twitter at Bors_Bernstein. If you'd like to follow me, you can do that at Dan_Bernstein. Borsandbernstein.com, available for all your B&B needs. And if you're going to be out and about, make sure you download the Audio Roadshow application to your mobile device to interact with the show and listen to the show and answer the 10 seconds of glory question. It's a match game Friday.
Uh-oh.
Fill in the blank. The only point a horrible caller didn't bring up this week was blank. Our producers are Matt Abaticola.
Bears fans are celebrating this, you know, like it's the greatest thing since baked bread.
Abaticola. And I'm glad he's reunited with our guy.
You know, it's funny. Somebody said that the other day, the best thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it. And if you really put yourself back at a time before there was such a thing, it really had to be pretty awesome. There's got to be a reason why that idiom has survived and why it meant so much. Because if you lived in a world where you always yeah. had to slice every slice of bread you ever wanted, that probably sucked. I mean, that's a major convenience, at least for those of us who make kids' lunches a lot. But that's, I was actually thinking about it, because I'd always just sort of taken that phrase for granted, and then just realized that for it to have survived.
What about baked bread?
For it to have survived.
Where does that come?
If Bears fans are celebrating this, you know, like it's the greatest thing since baked bread.
Yeah, where does that
What were
call?
They doing before? Were they boiling it?
Boiling it. All.
So it's like a bagel? Or I guess you could fry it.
You could do a lot of things with it. Especially if you got the dough, you know. Here's the and one of the surprises we planned for today.
Yeah,
a good caller.
Yes.
We
oh my God!
Wait a minute.
Oh,
I know. We're but look, I'm rolling the dice on 4.5 hours of it.
Chris Tannehill.
He's a man of high integrity. Person that we were low humility has a lot of humility, I should say. And
and humidity. He is Captain Indestructo.
Trent Baalke.
That's Trent Baalke.
He's an idiot.
Low humility. And that guy he unveiled, by the way.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. We have a lot of it, I think.
Oh,
we're going to be revisiting a lot of that press conference.
Yeah, we're going to actually replay all of it because we're not taking any phone calls today.
We're just going to replay.
You know, let's do this. Make this real simple.
Yes.
Why don't you, right? I'm asking you a question, and I want you to get the answer out, and I want everyone to listen really closely.
Yeah?
How do you feel, Dan, about Joe Paterno getting back all of his wins? Answer that now so it's asked and answered and done.
We talked about it a little while ago. I am for his wins being restored because they happened.
All right, thank you. Asked, answered, done. No calls on that.
However, the Paterno...
No, you already answered it.
But the reaction of the Paterno family is sickening.
All right,
sickening.
Of course it is. Now, that's asked and answered, yeah. And we're off topic now. We're done. The second phone call I picked up was this one. How does this Bernstein guy say that Ryan Pace has all the control in the team in one breath, and then the very next breath, he says that he's told to get rid of our best wide receiver, Brandon Marshall.
We answered that three times yesterday.
Yeah. The third phone call, Score, what's up? Guy says, is there any chance you could pick up a gun and shoot these two in the head? That was, so those are the first.
The answer is yes. I'm sure you told him. There's always that chance.
So why don't we take one phone call today, and it'll be Ralph on the north side whenever you want to take it.
That'll all right. Well, let's introduce the interns. And do we have to do an update, or did we do the update? We didn't do it.
We yet, have to do it.
We have to do it. The interns are Tony Fish and Tommy Guns.
Hi, Wayne. Hi.
Scoreboard update.
Hello. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves are home tonight against Lake Erie at 7, Saturday night against division rival Rockford. Well, it's official. Mike Kliss of the Denver Post reporting that John Fox is done as head coach of the Bears. The contract is done, at least. He's not done as the coach yet. Bears and Fox working on that deal over the last couple of days, and now John Fox is the 15th head coach in Bears history. As for the Broncos, they need to go back to the drawing board after Lions defensive coordinator Terrell Austin pulled out of his interview today. Ravens offensive coordinator Gary Kubiak will meet the Broncos this Sunday, Doug Marrone tomorrow. Bradley University has named its sports communication program the Charlie Steiner School of Sports Communications after their former graduate, who's now play-by-play man for the LA Dodgers on radio. Bulls and Celtics tonight in Boston. Joakim Noah out tonight. Won't play because of his injured ankle. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Blackhawks skate against the Jets tonight at United Center. Hawks have lost three in a row against Winnipeg. Corey Crawford will be in net. A lot of arbitration deals today for the Cubs and White Sox, including Travis Wood getting $5.68 million in arbitration. Jake Arrieta agreeing on a one-year deal worth $3.63 million. And the White Sox avoiding arbitration with Tyler Flowers and Jeff Samardzija. Samardzija will make just under $10 million for the upcoming season. This scoreboard update brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Blackhawks coverage on the score brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Sports Radio 670, The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
At 1:34, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, Boards and Bernstein. So our guy Mike Kliss says it. We take it as official. John Fox is the Bears coach. And we can stop the other nonsense
as
with
he,
all that.
As he was always going to be from the moment this thing started.
Yes. There was no glitches. There was no problems. There was no, we can't do that. None of that. None of that happened. So now you can just bitch on your own about Tavex. John Fox your coach and Mike Shanahan's not.
All I will say is way to go, Bears.
I'd say so too.
That we crap on the Bears all the time. We're constantly harping on them, and it is well deserved. But you know what? Praise is deserved too. And George, and Ted, and Virginia, and everybody involved in this, from the moment the season ended, nicely played, well handled. Whether it works or not, talking about the choices, talking about the process, talking about how swiftly they've moved. Nice job, Bears. I don't say that often.
So, Ernie, of course, he earned his money.
Yep, I don't say it often, but nice job, and I feel good saying that because they deserve it.
What about Mike Shanahan?
Stop it!
Way to go, McCaskies.
Yeah, what about your best wide receiver? What about him? God, I hate people.
I know. But just, the reaction from my buddies today in the locker room was just great.
I got a ton
the looks that I got. And these are really informed and mostly really bright guys. One of them's an idiot, but most guys just say, what was that?
Yeah, I think there was a form of can't believe it.
Right.
And I said, you know, we don't have anything to do with who comes on, and Maddie just does a nice job with it, but that's what it was. I mean, lines were full all day. That's what it was. I mean, it wasn't planned. Believe me, we don't want to be that miserable. But I don't really want to answer the stupid over and over and over and over and over again, and nobody in the entire day that I can think of made a real point that was on the phone. I mean, some of them didn't even say hello, whatever they were doing. I mean, it was one of those days that's beyond belief. And now you've got official news.
Here it is. I think it's great news. If you really think about somebody telling you that this was going to happen this way, you wouldn't have believed it. And if asked, did you want this to happen? Every single Bears fan would say, you mean you get rid of Tressman and Emery and you hire Ryan Pace, and then shortly thereafter they sign John Fox as coach? Yes, we'll do that.
I think that's a pretty good piece of work there.
I do too. Nice job.
Good piece of work.
4 years per Jay Glazer.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
That's the going
Yeah.
Yeah, new four-year deal. The deal is done. He is now the head coach of the Chicago Bears. There you have it.
Okay. What about Mike Shanahan?
Northside Ralph is on the score.
Nope. Hey, Dan. Hi, Terry. Thanks for taking my call. It's definitely a good day. I just want to say, you know, it was nice that from the very beginning it didn't seem like you'd have a flashback to the professor trying to track down Dave McGinnis. It seemed like it was getting handled right from the very beginning, which is a good feeling. And I wanted to say, with John Fox, you know, thinking back on his days in Carolina, no matter who the Bears have on the roster, I just felt like he dealt with the borderline personalities that they had there quite well. If you recall Steve Smith and Moose Muhammad, you know, both those guys could be tough to deal with. But when Fox was the coach, you know, I felt like he got the best out of those players. And I feel that, you know, obviously there's a lot of talent that we have to get for the Bears, and it's going to take time. But I think that he'll be able to get the most out of what we do have.
Well, that's a coach's job. That you might as well just say you think he's a good coach, because that's exactly what he's being hired to do, is to maximize what you have and what you don't have yet. Because it's almost as important as anything else.
It's more about right now what you don't have yet and what you do in terms of the roster. Although, you know what? With a guy who's going to make you play, make you accountable, make you want to play again, I think that, you know, obviously you need an upgrade in a lot of different places. But for the first time in a long time, you've taken a step in the right direction. You're officially going in the right direction, right? Because this guy's the coach.
It's the best I've felt about the Bears in a long time.
Yeah.
Because he is a legitimate, proven commodity.
Yeah.
And it's not just somebody you have to say, well, he's never done it before. We'll just kind of hope for the best. He knows what he wants to do. And right now, the Bears are better.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Along with Terry Bores, I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have hired a new head coach. Former head coach of the Broncos, John Fox. Do not tune out. We'll be discussing all the details of this major move right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
In Northwestern basketball, Chicago.
Carl has health problems. Bad diet, high blood pressure, and no insurance. This story can have two different endings. He could end up having bypass surgery, or with help from United Way, he could get connected to healthcare services and bypass surgery altogether. So instead of spending time on his back, thanks to United Way, Carl is spending time on his feet. United Way of Metropolitan Chicago. Together, we can change the story. To help, visit liveunitedchicago.org.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Big 10, like learn another language. If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-500-0155. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-500-0155. For your free demo, call 1-800-500-0155.
Cassidy Tire and Service.
2015 is here, and Cassidy Tire and Service asks that you make one resolution you promise to keep. Safety comes first this winter. Every year, thousands of people get stuck in the cold and the damp, or can't control stopping, traction, or steering on frozen streets and highways. Most winter driving problems can be handled easily with a free checkup stop at your local Cassidy Tire and Service. We'll check your tire pressure, your wipers and fluid levels, battery charge, and the wear and tear on your tires and brakes. It's fast, simple, and makes all the difference for winter driving in Chicagoland. Need new tires? Now is when it's most important, and Cassidy stocks a complete line lineup of performance, all-season, winter tires, and name-brand tires at very competitive prices. If you promise to make safety first this winter, we promise to make it simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family-owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family. Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Cassidy.
Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Girls too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
To the insurance company that did me wrong. I've moved on and I'm happily insured with another. Bless your pee-picking heart. It was just never meant to be betwixt us. You gave me automobile insurance apprehension. And Geico has come along and in just 15 minutes given me new car insurance and made me as jubilant as a newborn lamb in springtime. And Paul has given Geico his approval. That's one thing you never had. Joyful with another. Clara May in Columbia.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Girls too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
From the big
100. I always thought we played decent football toward the end of the year. And he gets teams ready to play. And I just think he's a winner. He's gritty. And I think his style of football, what he likes to see, would be ideal in Chicago.
That's a man that knows John Fox pretty well, Jake DeLome. Remember Jake DeLome, for the love of God, the quarterback? He visited today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 to score with Mullion Hanley. Very good interview. He was very thorough.
It was smart of the Bears to make sure that the news of him signing his deal gets out, too, because especially before a long weekend, things were getting very silly out there. If you looked at some of the correspondence and you followed social media, there was already this weird buzz. You know, if you like read, it was sort of summed up in what Steve Rosenblum wrote this morning in the Trib, talking about how, you know, what's going on? Did he let him leave the building? What's happening here? And I had been reassured the entire time that the structure of the deal was essentially worked out at Halas Hall when he was there.
Yes.
It was almost entirely done. And there was just some administrative stuff, some fine tuning, some bookkeeping that had to be done to take care of it.
Yeah, but the same message I got, for the love of God, you know, I mean, I guess anything's possible when people think you're dealing with a bear, you know, as soon as you hear bears, people go,
right,
they've screwed it up again.
They didn't screw any of this up.
No.
From the moment they made the call, they've done this all right. And I think it's going to continue with the hiring of a more than competent staff under John Fox, because that has already been going on.
That dude will find his people. Yep.
Oh, you know, he is. He's reached out. He's made a ton of calls already and is continuing to do so as we speak. And we're going to be joined by Greg Gabriel in just a little bit to get his thoughts. Dan Durkin is going to check in.
No, wait a minute. My head hurts. Stop.
This is Diane and DeKalb on the score.
Yeah, I was wondering, and this might be a pipe dream, is there any hope that under this new administration, will Urlacher be brought possibly back as a mentor or a team leader for the defense, which probably should have happened in the first place?
No, never. Never, ever. God. You don't want him anywhere near your team.
Really?
No. Why would you want that?
Urlacher, to me, he had the heart and the passion, and
he was a leader, which the team seems to be lacking. No.
You got a leader now.
You have a coach.
You have an actual leader.
He's going to hire coaches to do jobs.
Got it.
Okay. Not a particularly good way to start.
That's one to.
I think I've just been tased.
You're right.
I'm not sure anymore. That's one I wasn't expecting, but I should have. Should have, right?
Wow.
Hey, let's hit all bases here.
All right, let's go to the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Try Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. We are joined by a contributor at 670thescore.com. He is at Greg Gabe on Twitter, the Bears' former director of college scouting, longtime NFL scout, is with us on the score. So we got the headline. It's official, Greg. What do you think?
No, I think it's a home run. I really do. Who would have thought this last Friday when they had the press conference that Ryan Pace was the new GM, that a week later he'd have a guy with the name of John Fox as his head coach? Nobody thought this would happen a week ago, and I think it's a great hire for the Bears.
A very aggressive hire by the Bears as well, Greg. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, this kid, I mean, getting his first chance, and I know Ernie, of course, he had a word in there, and I know Sean Payton had a conversation and all the other stuff, but this kid, it seems like he's everything you thought he was when he took the job.
Well, you know, I don't know exactly what happened, but, you know, I was out of town on Monday when the news broke, and right away I knew the connection. You know, I was working in New York when John was there and when Ernie was there, and Sean was there. So, you know, right away I saw the connection. I said, this is a no-brainer here. I'm sure Ernie's going to try to point him in that direction, and I'm sure that Sean Payton played a part in this as a facilitator, so to speak, in that I would think that John would have had some conversations with Sean Payton about Ryan, and Ryan had conversations with Payton about Fox, and I think they were able to get together after that when both were assured that they could work with each other. Now, the interesting thing is that as successful as John has been as a head coach, he's never had a really good personnel guy with him at Carolina or in Denver. And if Ryan is all he's made out to be, then this may be the first time.
John Fox himself, Jay Glazer, said, mentioned that Ryan Pace was critical, that his presence is what attracted him to the Bears job. So when we hear that they're getting to know each other, what should they be talking about? What does it really mean? I mean, I don't know that they're just sort of, you know, having a beer and playing ping pong. What substantive football discussion, what kinds of things are they really actually talking about when they're sitting there?
Well, philosophy, really, and what type of players they look for, the philosophy and the type of players they look for. Are they on the same page? Now, obviously, you're going to draft people and sign people as free agents that are fits for the scheme. Now, you can't exactly say what that is because we don't know who the coordinators are going to be. I'm going to assume that Dennis Allen's going to be the defensive coordinator. He was Foxy's coordinator in Denver when he first went there, and he worked with them in Carolina. Offensively, I don't know, but the coaches will put together a profile for what they want at each position. And then it's going to be Ryan's job and the scouts' job to find these players. But in the conversations John and Ryan had, they were really talking about things like this. You know, what kind of players do they want? Do they think the same? Are they on the same page, so to speak, when it comes to acquiring players? I'm sure they talked about character. John has an idea of what he wants character-wise. Ryan has an idea. They just had to be in agreement with this, because if there's going to be any type of a problem when you get into situations as far as drafting or acquiring players in trade or free agency, then it's not going to work. So they had to iron all these situations out, and I'm sure that's what much of the conversation was about.
Seems like yesterday when we took phone calls, Greg, it was just a miserable day. And I think everybody's sort of looking for a downside and finding this about John Fox. They don't like this. They don't like that. I mean, I you know, nobody's perfect in the game. There's warts on everybody. There's things you go, boy, I wish he would do that better and all this other thing. But it doesn't mean something to a team to have an actual professional coach that has done it for as long as he has, compared to somebody that's just with his first job as a head coach. Isn't there a vast difference there?
Oh, absolutely. He's done it. He's been a head coach for 13 years. He's been through good seasons. He's been through bad seasons. He knows what adversity is. But the most important thing is he's going to walk into the locker room and he's going to have instant respect because of his resume. The players are going to know who he is. I'm sure, you know, a lot of these guys have already made calls. Guys who haven't been associated with Fox, they've made calls to players from Denver, players that they know from Carolina, just to find out exactly what he's like. And John is a very easy guy to get along with. He's a very likable person. He's an outgoing person. And at the same time, you know, when you're talking about the media, he's going to be so much different in front of the media than guys like Dick Geron, Lovey Smith, and Mark Trestman. So, I mean, from the media standpoint, it's going to be a joy for you guys. And from the player's standpoint, it's going to be great because they are going to have a proven leader taking them, hopefully, to wins, championships, et cetera.
What goes into assembling a staff? The calls that he's making now are to gauge interest, and we've heard all the names connected. We've heard Kyle Shanahan on the offensive side. We've heard his buddy Dennis Allen on the defensive side. Is it just the kind of thing where you send a text, hey, bud, you want to come join me? Or is there a formality to that process as well?
Well, it's in the case of the guys that have worked with him in Denver, and some of those guys worked with him in Carolina, it's going to be you in or not. I mean, it's going to be that simple. And because they've been free to look for other situations, look for other jobs. So, you know, they've been let loose from their Carolina or their Denver contracts. So it's really going to be a, do they want to come, and does John want them? Obviously, the guys that he doesn't think have done the job that he had hoped or expected them to do, he won't bring those guys along. But the other guys, I would be very surprised if the whole staff wasn't put together by the middle of next week.
You know, when you talk about, walking into the room and getting the respect of the players, Greg, it just, after what the Bears have been through and what we sort of found out about these last couple seasons and this last one in particular, I mean, there has to be an art form to that. There has to be something that a guy that's lasted as long as he has completely understands that, and it's got to be with different guys, different personalities, different everything, but yet he has managed it, at least apparently. I've never heard anybody say he hasn't managed to do that. I think it can't be underestimated how tricky that can be, but yet he seemingly has been able to do that.
Well, he understands people very, very well. He's very personable himself. He's very smart. And that, I think, is a lot of the key. I mean, you've got to, Bill Parcells, when I worked for Bill Parcells, you know, a lot of the old saying was you had to teach or react and your philosophy towards every player had to be the same. And Parcells wasn't like that. He found the sweet spot with each player. He knew where he could push the button to get the most out of him. He might be rough with one player and easy on another player. Well, I think Foxy's the same way. He finds what the pressure point is on each player, and he reacts accordingly to that player, and he treats them like men. He tells them exactly what he expects from them, and then if they don't give him that, they're gone.
Last thing, and real quickly, what are you hearing from the scouts that you know, of speculation about how the scouting side is going to be changed up by Ryan Pace? We know he already has brought in his own pro personnel guy, that Kevin Turks is gone, and there are going to be more changes in structure and personnel. What do you know?
You know, I really don't know anything at this point. I'm sure the scouts here don't know. I mean, the guys who are at New Orleans that he's worked with, I mean, the one thing about Ryan Pace, only worked at New Orleans, so that's who he's associated with. And I would assume that the college staff is going to remain intact through the draft. That usually happens when you have changes this time of the year. He made the change on the pro side because going into free agency, he wants his own guy there and somebody he can trust and knows how that person evaluates. But he is really going to have to live with the guys that are there right now, and he's going to probably evaluate them going forward over the next 2.5 to 3 months between now and the draft, and then pick and choose which guys he wants to keep and who he's going to let go, you know, shortly after the draft.
Greg, a pleasure as always, my friend. We appreciate your time. Hopefully we'll catch you down the road.
Okay, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
That's Greg Gabriel. You can read his stuff at 670thescore.com. Dan Durkin is next on The Score.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have hired a new head coach. Former head coach of the Broncos, John Fox. Do not tune out. We'll be discussing all the details of this major move right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
School is a struggle for Lewis. He's missing class and falling behind. This story can have two different endings. He could choose to drop out, or with help from United Way, he could get tutoring and mentoring and start thinking about becoming a computer programmer. So instead of being out on the street, thanks to United Way, Lewis is in his school's computer lab. United Way of Metropolitan Chicago. Together, we can change the story. To help, visit liveunitedchicago.org.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With One Week Fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes, anytime you want, and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code SCORE to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter SCORE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015.